It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on Measure D, the proposed annexation of the Sausalito Fire Department by the Southern Marin Fire District. This measure is controversial, and you may well be confused by all the allegations, numbers, and chest-pounding connected to this issue. In the interest of full disclosure, I will tell you that I am personally opposed to Measure D, and will be representing the no side at debates on the subject tonight at 7 p.m. at the Sausalito Cruising Club, and next Monday at 7 p.m. at the Spinnaker Restaurant. This radio station has afforded the opportunity to the yes side to voice its position at a separate time. Now, what group is opposed to Measure D? We are a group of Sausalito residents that share a common concern about the annexation of our fire department to the Southern Marin Fire District. We worry that the terms of the annexation may be a good deal for City Hall, but a bad deal for Sausalito residents. With the proposed terms, we would be giving up our new fire building, 45% of our property taxes, no matter how much real estate values appreciate, and local determination over Sausalito's fire and emergency medical needs. Given the difficulty of reversing annexations, we would effectively be giving these up forever. What is the Southern Marin Fire District? The Southern Marin Fire District consists of unincorporated county areas to our north, but not our closest neighbor, Marin City. There are no cities in the Southern Marin Fire District, not Mill Valley, not Tiburon, Belvedere. Sausalito would be the only city in Southern Marin Fire District. What's the rush? Our current contract with the Southern Marin Fire District continues at the same level of service for at least a year after the election, whichever way it goes. There is no rush. Once done, the annexation of our fire department into the Southern Marin Fire District will be virtually impossible to undo. A petition was signed by 1,370 residents requesting a timeout on annexation. Let's take that time and make sure we get the future of our fire and medical emergency services right. Why are we giving away our new fire building? Southern Marin Fire District will pay a flat rent of $100,000 per year for 30 years to City Hall for our fire building. At the same time, residents will continue to pay off the fire building's construction bonds at an average cost to us of more than $500,000 per year. City Hall and residents must obtain the fire district's permission to use any part of the fire building unless there's an emergency. What about the purported savings under the annexation? The claim savings are based on current stagnant property prices. Under the annexation, Sausalito would pay 45% of its property tax revenue to the Southern Marin Fire District annually. But since 1996, Sausalito property valuations increased 6% each year on average, and in some years by 10%. So when Sausalito assessed property values start increasing again, the savings claimed for annexation will quickly turn to deficits. Why aren't we looking at choices? There are more options for the future of our emergency services than just a standalone fire department or annexation. City Hall considered only annexation, even though a full-service contract with a fire district or another agency is a viable choice. There are other options that would achieve economies of scale while allowing us to retain control of our emergency services. Now, does the extreme option, an option no one really favors, of a standalone fire department mean a $400 parcel tax? Now, the $400 figure is an exaggeration because it equates to paying five added staff members at $275,000 each annually, in salary and benefits. The fire operations consultant concluded the job can be done with three people, and other options would cost less. In short, we don't like Measure D because we surrender control over the level of service and the cost of emergency services to an outsider. We have not considered all of the options. The annexation is essentially a sole source contract, and those are never the least expensive. And we cannot get out of this annexation if we don't like it. There is another major consideration to the annexation, and that is pension liabilities. I will cover pensions in my show next week. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.